This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's time now for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we ask people in the spotlight some questions about work and money and hear the lessons they've learned throughout their careers. This week, we've got a French rock band in the house.
Hello, my name is Thomas.
And I'm Laurent Brankovitz, but people call me Branko. We're half of the band Phoenix, from Paris.
Okay, so Branko, fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
Oysters.
Oysters, yeah.
Money is for oysters. And in the oyster, you can find a pearl.
Yeah.
So it's a cycle. Endless cycle of money. And food. Hey, Thomas.
Laurent.
In your next life.
Next or ex-life?
Next.
Okay, next life.
What would your career be? Knowing what you know now.
I read an interview of Sébastien Tellier, a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And he said that the most mysterious job there is for him was to be a referee. A sports referee. Mm. And just because I'm curious and a little masochistic, I'll try it. It'll be a different life. Maybe a hockey referee, because that seems like the toughest.
Would you be a honest or corrupt?
Maybe I'd be corrupted. I don't know. It's tempting.
Where would you hide the money?
I would hide my money old school style, in the mattress.
You remember Valenciennes?
I remember Valenciennes, Marseille-Valenciennes.
It was a
French game.
French football game, soccer game.
Yeah, and they hid the money in the backyard.
In the backyard, yeah.
Classic.
French style. Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something you bought that you now regret buying?
It's kind of cheating, but it's something I was given that I would have bought. It's a book called The Rock and Roll Survivor's Guide. And it's a really cool book, but because it's sort of a coffee table book, it's on my bedside table. And it's just a source of high anxiety for me. Because it's all about how to keep your vocal cords not damaged. I wish I wouldn't know the damages that what can happen in the future. I'd rather be in denial. Laurent, what was your first job?
In a hotel. I would go to every room and, you know, tune the channels. It was an old school, you know, TV set. So it was very little knobs. And because I was young, I could do it, you know, I could reach.
You had tiny hands.
Tiny hands. So yeah, that was my first job. Thomas, what is something everyone should own, no matter the cost? Excluding human beings.
A piece of art. Because you don't realize, when you buy a piece of art, you don't realize how much emotional bond you create with it. And when you move, that's what you take with you. I remember my parents having art on the walls and just looking at it, thinking like that's weird. But now when I see it, I go back to the house, I see it, I have a strong, like, to me it's my childhood. So Laurent, what advice do you wish someone gave you before you got into this?
It took us a bit of time to realize that people absolutely have no idea what they are doing. So if someone would have told me that, we would have
saved
some time, you know, trying to work with people who are supposed to be professionals. But in the end, they're just there. Now, yeah, you should do your own thing. No one knows better than you. Even if you're 16 years old, you know. That's a good advice. You, Thomas?
There's a good Ed Ruscha quote that I wish I would have seen earlier in life that says that good art should elicit the response of, huh? Wow. As the opposite to, wow. Huh? And I wish I would have known that before. That's like you, when you're a teenager, you're ready to do anything to wow people really quickly. And you shouldn't lose your spirit and soul and depth.
For the wow effect.
For the wow effect.
Phoenix's new album, Ti Amo, is out June 9th. And you can check out past Marketplace quizzes with Pusha T, Samantha Bee, and more. Just go to marketplace.org.